Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. So I want to start the 5 o'clock hour with this. We all are going to have a bunch of suggestions on what the Chiefs should do this offseason. And I think a lot of those suggestions are they're going to be right. If you think they need to go get a defensive lineman, I'm with you. If you think the Chiefs need to invest in the running game, I'm with you. Like, I think for the most part, we all are going to end up being on the same page about how we feel the Chiefs should handle their offseason. But priority number one, I think, needs to get back to what the number one objective for this organization should be. How do we get the old Patrick Mahomes back? So I saw a stat. Patrick Mahomes from 2018 to 2022 has a 106 passer rating and had 8.1 yards per attempt. Patrick Mahomes from 23 to 25 has a 92.5 passer rating and a 7.0 yards per attempt. I know we all feel like Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the National Football League. I think you also have to acknowledge he doesn't always play like it, and it doesn't jump off the screen in the same way that it used to. Now, we might disagree on the why, but the numbers are the you see a significant dip in passer rating, a significant dip in yards per attempt, accuracy issues, down the field issues, whatever issues that you have been able to spot with Patrick Mahomes. The number one thing I want them to focus on this offseason is how do we make the game easier for him? And making the game easier for Patrick Mahomes is the fastest way to get back to the postseason and the fastest way for them to be a dangerous team that no one wants to play. I think you can do that a couple of ways. Number one, to me, they need a guy that can beat man coverage. They do not have that currently on their team. I think the Chiefs have got into a rut of they have the same style of wide receiver. They got a bunch of under 6 foot skinny guys at wide receiver. Guys that weigh less than 200 pounds, burners, that when you get physical against them, they really struggle. Look at the defenses that have given the Chiefs problems over the last couple of years. It's been Denver. It's been Houston. It's been Philadelphia. It's been those teams that we've got two aggressive corners. We think we can play bump and run coverage, and we don't think you can beat it. And then when I hear Nate Taylor say something like this about Rashee Rice when it comes to his inability to beat man coverage, it stands out to me.
Hey, man, like the offense was kind of all over the place because you weren't around for the first 6 weeks, okay? You came back. They got you in the mix. And then the Buffalo Bills straight up asked you, you ready to beat man coverage? And then the Denver Broncos asked you the next week, straight up, hey, bro, you ready to beat man coverage? Okay. Now, any team with any pulse is going to say, hey, man, that's Derek Stingley. You ready to beat man coverage? It has become apparent that although he can create space, although he does have a good telepathic sense for what Patrick likes, especially when he scrambles, he does not give good effort when it's man-to-man, period. His effort is lacking when the play call is man-to-man or when there's a safety over the top that suggests, hey, man, I exist. You're their number one receiver, right? This is what Justin Jefferson gets. This is what Chase gets. Hey, man, like, you want to be the number one receiver, right? Hey, I'm a safety. I'm over the top.
You're going to have to work inside of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, can you beat me? It's one-on-one. You want to give good effort? Hey, man, I know the play's not necessarily for you, but, like, how am I giving more effort than you?
I would say that they have played two high-level defenses with Rashee Rice back. They played two. Rashee Rice against the Broncos had 6 catches for 38 yards, and they didn't have Patrick Surtain in that game. Against Houston, he had 4 catches for 34 yards and had questionable hands in the game. If you want to go back to the Super Bowl with Xavier Worthy did nothing in the Super Bowl in the first 3 quarters of the game and didn't get cooking until it was absolute garbage time. I think the Chiefs need a 6'2", physical, man-beating kind of receiver. So when teams try to press the Chiefs and try to get physical at the line of scrimmage, they got guys that can get open, and I just don't think they have it right now. And I think finding that guy would make things much easier for Patrick Mahomes than how they've been. So that's number one for me, the kind of receiver that I think they need. I think number two is, and I will continue to say this until they answer it, they need to invest heavily in the run game. I want to give you guys a stat. I saw this stat. This was from The Ringer earlier today when talking about their offense. This season, Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in scrambles. Not talking about design runs. You know, they call design runs for Josh Allen. They call design runs for Lamar Jackson. I'm talking about it is a drop back pass play and your quarterback takes off. He has the most in the National Football League. And this year, he has a career high scramble rate. Patrick Mahomes takes off on about 10% of his dropbacks. That is not the way that the Kansas City Chiefs consistently win games. And when Pat plays like that and feels like it's superhero mode and I can't trust my receivers to get open and I don't trust our run game, I'm going to figure out a way to do it ourselves is usually when the offense is struggling. And I want to read to you this sentence in this paragraph. When Mahomes loses trust in the offense and the players around him, his scramble rate spikes. It is a clear regression indicator of the Chiefs' passing game. Man, the word is out. Get physical with their receivers. They can't beat man coverage. Pat will get skittish and not trust them and not try to throw guys open. He'll take off himself. The fact that Patrick Mahomes in these games continues to be their leading rusher is an indication that the rest of their offense is off. You know they don't want to run Pat. They're scared to run quarterback sneaks with their quarterback. So they don't want Pat taking off 7-8 times a game like he had to against Houston. But when it's, hey, I'm doing everything we can to win, that is kind of where they are. So to me, priority number one for the Chiefs needs to be, how do we make this easier for our quarterback? How do the Chiefs get back the quarterback that won the MVP back in 2022? How do the Chiefs get back the quarterback that played in 2019? And that will solve a lot of the problems that they have. The Chiefs, in my opinion, and I'm imagining in a lot of you guys' opinion as well, have the best player in the National Football League. How do we ensure that that guy is on the field every single Sunday? Because did it look to you guys on Sunday like the Chiefs had the best player in the league on their team? It didn't feel like that to me, but I think that they do. How do we get that guy there? I think they need a physical receiver on the outside. I think they need to run the football effectively and spend some resources when it comes to it. I think if the Chiefs do those things, I think you will see Patrick Mahomes have more trust in his teammates. I think you'll see some of those numbers get back, and you'll get back a superhero. Because right now, the Chiefs do not have a superhero currently at quarterback. All right, Rob, there's a lot going on around sports. Let's get to it in the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
Can't you know, as always, the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University forever in our orange era.
Can we talk about Sharon Moore? Let's make Sharon Moore hit number one.
By the way, this is going to be the first time Michigan football has ever been hit number one, but he should be hit number one.
That's perfectly fine. If you guys saw the story, Michigan's head coach, Sharon Moore, he was let go today because of an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. Now, I don't know what the relationship is. I'm seeing all kind of rumors. I'm not here to spread any rumors because I don't know when it comes to Sharon Moore. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you something a wise old man told me about workplace relationships. You can't be dipping in the honey where you're making your money. Sharon, come on now. Now, I don't know who this person is. This could be a 37-year-old woman, and you and her had a consensual relationship. I don't know. But it's on a college campus. This is a college staff member. I don't know who it is. I'm sure we will find out in time on what this relationship is. My brother, you were given a gift. You were given a gift. You were the head coach at Michigan. You're a good head coach. Very successful head coach. You can't be dipping in the honey where you make your money. There are some things you know you can't do with your job. That's near the top of the list. And if you know that your job doesn't play that, and you're... It's silly, man. I'm not here to judge that, man. I'm just... just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I want you to keep that quote. I want you to keep it with you. You can't be dipping in the honey where you make your money. Hit number two.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick.
What a transition, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversations with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs are brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, and our conversation started with, you guys know, he is an alum of Texas Tech University, and they find themselves in the college football playoff. What does he make of their draw?
Yeah, we're in a good spot getting the bye. Those guys earned it. Now it's just preparing and getting ready to play a good football team whenever that game gets decided between Oregon and JMU. I wish we'd have been able to play in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, but it'll still be great to play. I think it's the Orange Bowl in Miami, so it'll still be a great environment.
There's been a lot of debate about Miami and Notre Dame. You're a big college football fan. I want to get your opinion. What did you make of the decision for the committee to take Miami over Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it kind of goes to that head-to-head record. You know, that's kind of like been the standard for a long time. And even though I actually think Notre Dame might have been playing better football going in, but when it comes down to head-to-head, you have to take the team that won.
A couple more things I want to get your opinion on. We finally know which games are coming to Kansas City for the World Cup, man. Really cool that Argentina is the first game. You get the defending champion. You get Lionel Messi in town. Really excited for the World Cup next June.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to put Kansas City on the world stage, and I know Kansas City will show up. It's going to be really cool just to be a part of that, and hopefully get to attend some of the games and get to see the greatest of the great playing at Arrowhead.
I'm guessing that people have been starstruck when they've seen you. Have you ever been starstruck when you've seen somebody else? Like, you've let Lionel Messi a couple of times, and I'm imagining, like, it's maybe the greatest soccer player of all time. Has there ever been an athlete or somebody that you've met that had you starstruck?
I would say not necessarily. I mean, I think when I was younger, like seeing like Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, just because I was a kid and I was a fan of those guys, was definitely an experience. But I think just growing up in the locker room and then in clubhouses, I got to see a lot of people. It was a blessing, and it kind of showed me that they're just regular guys, man. They're regular people that go about their business at a higher standard than a lot of others that play the sport.
I got to get your opinion on this before we get to the game on Sunday. Phillip Rivers is back. You guys have certainly had your battles against one another. What is it like to see him back in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, that's what I watched growing up and obviously played a lot of football games against. And I'm someone that just truly loves football. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's what it is that he loves coaching football, playing football, whatever it is. And so he got another opportunity to be back in the building, and he jumped all over it.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go back to Sunday's matchup. Patrick, can you take us inside the decision to go for it on the 4th-and-1 from the 31st yard line? Is that a conversation that you were having with the coaching staff? Just take us through that thought process.
No, not necessarily. I think it's just more kind of with the mentality that we had going into the game, knowing there was going to be pivotal moments and thinking we were going to go out there and make those plays in those pivotal moments. And obviously, we didn't make the play happen, but at the end of the day, we had talked about being a little aggressive in certain moments in the game, and we were aggressive at that moment, and it didn't work in our favor.
Do you feel like that was the right time to be aggressive?
I mean, obviously, it didn't happen, so you always look back and look back at it and say, man, I wish maybe something here or there. But at the same time, if it would have worked, we'd be talking about the different things. So that's kind of just part of football, and so I just live with my decisions regardless of if it's positive or negative.
You're obviously very accustomed to having success in your NFL career. You guys have been at the highest of highs. Right now, you guys are in the middle of a slump. What's it like to be in the middle of the slump for really the first time prolonged in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's different for sure. I mean, I ever since I've been in the NFL, even before I started, we were winning football games. And so to be in this position where it's kind of not in our fate anymore, where we have to just try to win every game that we can and hope for the best, the other teams are losing. It's not a great feeling to be in, but at the end of the day, you got to accept the challenge, man. You got to accept the adversity that you're in and hope that you can come out better on the other side.
Travis talked about this on his podcast earlier today, that, you know, every season where you guys have kind of had those dips, he's been able to find the answer. It's obviously been a little bit different this time. How frustrating is it for you to obviously be able to identify what some of the problems are but not always have the solution?
Yeah, I mean, we're making different mistakes every game. It's not like it's just one thing. So when we get one thing corrected, it's like we make a different mistake somewhere else. And so for us, you got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep trying to get better. And there's nothing you can really do other than just try to better yourself every week and put yourself in position to win the rest of the football games.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure by now you've watched the film. You also have those moments where you go back and you replay certain things that happen. Is there a throw? Is there a moment? Is there something that happened in the game that if you could go back, you'd like a do-over?
Yeah, I mean, I think just early in the game, there was a play where I had Hollywood over the middle, and I wish I would have just laid it over the top and gave him that reception there and just took the yards that were there. I think I try to step up and thinking I could step up in the pocket and maybe hit Hollywood further down the field, or even Tyquan breaking open when the safety was driving Hollywood. And just knowing the situation in the game, not taking the sack, I think that's the only one that I really kind of go back and look and wish I would have just taken what was there instead of being a little too aggressive in that moment.
You guys have obviously had some down locker rooms in your career. Where would you kind of put this in just some of the frustration, disappointment that the team felt after this loss on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know we're in a bad spot. I mean, we always have had the opportunity to kind of dig ourselves out of holes, and I always had it on ourselves to be able to go out there and do it. And obviously, right now we're in a bad spot because we're not controlling our own destiny. But at the same time, man, we're gonna still have that mentality that we've always had to go out there and play our best football, and try to just win. You know, you try to win all the games and then see how the rest handles itself. But at the end of the day, all you can do is come in with the right effort, the right mindset every day.
I was just going to ask you that, just like right now, your mentality and keeping the confidence in the team, because you mentioned it, you don't control your own fate right now, but it is not unrealistic to think that you guys can make the postseason when you look at some of the formulas and the scenarios. You guys are still very much in this. How do you keep guys' confidence high where step one is you guys got to take care of your own business?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. I mean, we understand that we got to take care of our business first. We got a lot of stuff to clean up, and we understand it, and we got to go out there and do it now. And so all we can do is play the Chargers this week. And that's a really good football team that's playing playing really good football right now. And so if we can find a way to just get ourselves going in the right direction and find a way to win this game, then we'll move on to the next week. But right now, that's all we can do is play the Chargers and be the best that we can be.
Travis looked very down on the sideline, looked despondent on the sideline. Is that a conversation that you go over there and you have with him, maybe privately, maybe later? Is that something you just let him work through? How is a leader, and obviously that's your friend, you guys have a close personal relationship, how do you handle it when your teammate, your brother, is down?
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been through a lot of highs and a lot of lows, more highs, thankfully, but I know how he's going to respond, man. I just know the championship mindset that he has and the mentality that he has. That's why he's in the position that he's in, where he's going to get a gold jacket one day. So we talk and all the time, win or lose, and we always have conversations about how we can make ourselves better and make the team better. But at the end of the day, man, I know how he's going to respond just because that's how he's done it his entire career.
Obviously, nobody at this stage of the season is 100%. You kind of favored your knee a bit at times on Sunday. How do you feel physically heading into this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've played a football season. You know, everybody's kind of banged up and has hit things here and there, but I'll be ready to go, and I'm excited to get back out there on the football field and try to do whatever I can to get back in a better mindset of winning football.
Right now, you're dealing with the knee injury, and you look at Justin Herbert. He's got that non-throwing hand wrapped. You can see that he's obviously dealing with that injury. You just mentioned it. Everybody's banged up at this point of the season. How difficult is it to play your best while you're in the middle of being injured?
I mean, I think that's just what makes football so special is that it's a long season. It's a lot of games, a lot of hits, and you have to be tough and go out there and perform when you don't feel the best. And I have a lot of admiration for how Justin always battles through injury and goes out there and plays his best football, and that's what it's all about, especially at the quarterback position, is if the guys are going to sacrifice their bodies to block for you and do that different type of stuff, you have to be able to sacrifice your body to give it all on the football field as well. And so it's two teams that are fighting to try to go out there and win a football game, and I'm sure it'll be a great battle.
One of the things about football is it teaches you things. What are you learning about yourself in the middle of all of this?
Yeah, man. I mean, when stuff's good, you can always be happy and be excited and be ready to come to work. But it's when stuff isn't going your way. How do you respond? How you come into the building with what mindset are you in? And that's something that I have to continue to do every single day. And so we're not in the place we want to be yet, but I'm going to push myself and try to push my teammates to be the best that we can be and so we can play better football coming up on this Sunday.
I'll get you out of here with this. Let's just talk about the focus heading into this matchup. We mentioned it earlier. You guys are still very much in this, but it starts with you taking care of your own business. You got a good team coming into Kansas City, a team that obviously you know very well. What's your mindset? What's the team mindset? Where's your focus heading into this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to go out there and try to play our style of football. You know, I feel like these last few weeks we haven't done that, and we have to get back to playing Kansas City Chiefs style football, and that's limiting mistakes, playing fast, and playing with energy. And I think that's something that we got to do this week.
That is a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today in preparation for their game on Sunday against the Chargers at noon at Arrowhead. Patrick, man, we'll catch up with you next week, man. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
That is our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes' appearance on the show is brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. We'll continue to talk about the Chiefs coming up on the other side. There is one player on the team that I think highlights the problem that they have run into. I'll tell you who it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, let's talk about the special teams because a lot of the emphasis has been placed on their offense. A lot of their emphasis has been placed on the defense. Man, their special teams has really let them down as well. And I think that Harrison Bucker is just kind of one of the examples of what's going on with the Chiefs. Right now, Harrison Bucker is the highest paid kicker in the National Football League. He signed a 4-year, $25.6 million contract that guaranteed him $17.7 million. Now, I think most people would agree, and I'm in this category, I think Harrison Bucker earned this contract. I think if you look at the kicks that he's made and his impact on this team and helping them win championships, I think Harrison Bucker was worthy of this contract. I now think that contract has become bad for the Chiefs. Harrison Bucker has missed more kicks than any active kicker in the National Football League this season. The other two guys who have the same number of missed kicks, 8, 4 extra points, and 4 regular kicks, both of those guys have already been released from their team and not currently in the league. If Harrison Bucker was a 7th round pick who hadn't been paid, they would have moved on from Harrison Bucker this season. But they really can't move on from Harrison Bucker. If you look at his contract, His cap hit this year was $5.2 million. His dead cap space was $15.2 million. You are not releasing him at any point this season. You look at next year. Next year, he's going to make $5.8 million in base salary. You then go to signing bonus, workout, all of those kind of things, a restructure they gave him. Harrison Butker's cap hit is going to be $7.3 million, and his dead cap is going to be $10 million. They lose money in the deal if they release Harrison Butker next season. Now, that's not the case in 2 years, but it is the case next season. The reason I think he is the example of what's wrong is I think this team is sort of living in what they've accomplished in the past, and they've done a lot. And now as you're moving forward and you're asking the age-old question in the National Football League, what have you done for me lately? And the answer for Harrison Butker, at least in this season, is you've been one of the worst kickers in the National Football League. You've missed more kicks than anybody else. How else are we judging if you're good or bad at kicking? Their special teams in general has been bad this year. They haven't had a return touchdown or a special teams touchdown in 4 years. And right now they currently have the most expensive kicker in the league, but he's also missed the most amount of kicks in the league so far. So they're going to miss this because their offense wasn't good enough. They're potentially going to miss the defense because their defense wasn't good enough. And they're also going to miss the playoffs because their special teams wasn't good enough this year. Whether it comes to Harrison Butker, whether it comes to Nico Romillo, whether it comes to the return game, Dave Tobe, their special teams has let them down tremendously this season. And the highest paid guy on their team in that aspect, on that side of the ball, in that unit, he just hasn't lived up to the expectations and hasn't lived up to the contract this year.
I think, not to get in the weeds with Harrison Butker, I think what you're highlighting is a larger problem that to an extent we saw earlier in the show with the text line, which is the fact that Chiefs have not been the Patriots. Now, the Patriots are an extreme example, but in the midst of their dynasty, they were as cold-blooded and heartless, and you are a number on an Excel spreadsheet as any team we have ever seen in football, maybe short of Jimmy Johnson's Cowboys. He felt that way too. The Patriots moved on from everyone. Basically outside of Tom. Remember, they tried to trade Gronk, and then he retired. They were trying to trade him to the Lions. They did move on from Ty Law. They moved on from Adam Vinatieri, Richard Sherman. Like, the list goes on and on and on. Wes Welker, they walked away from. Lawyer Malloy was a big part of that documentary. They walked away from him. Willie McGinnis played football at the Browns because that's what the Patriots did. They walked away from him. The Patriots were. It was cold world out there. The Chiefs, early in their dynasty, we applauded them for doing the same thing. They traded Tyreek Hill. They didn't mess around with bringing back bloated contracts of players they didn't need anymore. They were always out early when it came to big money deals, and it made them better for it. Recently, in whatever you want to call it, this near three-peat part of the dynasty, this iteration, the Chiefs have gotten away from that. We joke about it on the show. The text line gets their jokes off. Hey, so-and-so's available. He once played in Kansas City. I bet they bring him back. Hey, so-and-so's a free agent. The Chiefs should bring him back because he did X for the team last year. And I think Harrison Butker, and to somewhat we talked about with Rashee Rice earlier in the show, we are seeing that problem manifest itself with the Chiefs. I'd like to see Brett Veach and Clark Hunt start treating these players a little more like numbers on a spreadsheet, because at the end of the day, the fans care about wins and losses more than anything. And Harrison Butker, while I agree with you, he was so successful he earned that contract. Do we think the Patriots would have given Harrison Butker that deal? Do we think the Patriots would have given Trey Smith that deal? Nick Bolton that deal? Do you think they would have given Chris Jones that deal? We can go down the line. Do we think the Patriots this upcoming offseason would keep Rashee Rice and extend him? I'm betting if we ask those questions, the answer is no, no, and no. So I'm not here to, you know, rain on Harrison Butker that he's been bad this year. I think Harrison Butker is a symptom of the larger disease. The Chiefs got away from doing the cold-hearted world the Patriots lived in, and now they are starting to have happen to them what happens to other dynasties across the league. Parity happens. Age happens.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that the Patriots just made all these like cutthroat kind of moves. That certainly is the feeling around them. I think what happened with the Chiefs is, man, things just changed really quick in Kansas City. I mean, just think about it. A year ago, the Chiefs won 15 regular season games. 15 regular season games.
Now you're sitting here at 6-7 and you're questioning everything. Man, when you gave that contract to Harrison Butker, I don't know if you thought, hey, before he turns 30, we're going to really regret this deal. But 100%, the Chiefs are in a better position if they just moved on from Harrison Butker. It would have been very difficult, and I don't think it would have been the very popular decision to make at the time, too. Harrison Butker, part of all these things, I don't know if it would have been very popular. But, man, just very, very quickly, I mean, they probably spend more on Harrison Butker than they do their running back room. Like, if we sat here and we added up base salary, I mean, Harrison Butker makes $3.7 million in base salary. Rob, I bet you if we looked up how much they pay their running back, they pay their kicker more than they pay their running backs. So, like, they spend a lot to have a good kicker. Well, man, in a tight ball game in which you know points are going to be a premium, your kicker has to make that kick. You're paying him to make that kick. And the same way that people have the stance about running back, because you remember, the running back used to be dime a dozen. Oh, we don't have to spend big resources on it. We could just turn over the position. Man, teams are finding kickers in a bunch of ways. How you found Harrison Butker was he was a practice squad guy. You then picked him up on your roster. Look at what he turned into. Look at Brandon Aubrey's story. Like, it's not like kicker is one of those you got to spend a premium position. No, you just got to trust your scouting department. You got to go out and look. But the Chiefs are unable to go out and look for a new kicker because they're paying Harrison Butker so much. You're not taking minus $10 million in dead cap because of your kicker. You're not taking minus $3, $4 million in dead cap because your kicker's not good enough. That is a substantial amount of money to be in the red when it comes to that position on the field. Now, maybe next year they'll be willing to do that once they get closer to the middle of it, but I guess the purpose of this segment was, man, he just is kind of indicative of the problem because they're kind of stuck. They're paying him for the kicks that he made in 2023 and 2022. And now in 2025, when you'd like to move on, when you'd like to go find a new kicker, when you'd like to find your version of Matt Araiza as a kicker, the same way that you moved on from Tommy Townsend, man, they're just kind of stuck heading into this offseason. And Harrison Butker is going to have to be back. One of the top people for me that needs to be gone this offseason is Dave Tope. Their special teams, to me, has gone by the wayside. Field goal kicking, return game, they need a boost when it comes to special teams. And the decline of Harrison Butker has really highlighted, I think, the fact of they've kind of let the special teams go. And their special teams is not an advantage for them right now. We're talking about one or two plays. Man, your special teams is supposed to help you win one or two games a year. You make a big kick, you block a kick, you get a kick return or a punt return that puts yourself in big-time field position. How do the Chiefs have the best special teams coach in the league, but they're not one of the teams that is taking advantage of the rules change? They should be one of the best teams in the league when it comes to this new kickoff rule, when it comes to Dave Tobe. That's just not the way that things are playing themselves out on Sunday. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We are seeing some pretty massive turnover right now in college football. I just saw this stat, Rob. For this upcoming season, there are 68 Power 4 jobs. 16 of them are going to have new head coaches. That's around 24%, 23.5% are going to have new coaches heading into this season. Kansas State is obviously one of those. You guys know that. Chris Klieman out. And Colin Klein is in. We're talking about this because Michigan, that job has recently opened up. Sharon Moore, their head coach, he has been let go because of some inappropriate conduct. So he has been let go with cause by the University of Michigan. So we'll obviously find out more about that situation, but he has been let go. Wow, 16 of the 68 Power 4 jobs are going to have new coaches heading into this season. Pretty big turnover in the sport. I mean, these are some major jobs. Florida, LSU, Michigan, Ole Miss, Penn State, Virginia Tech. Like, we're talking Arkansas. Like, we're talking about some big-time jobs, Rob, were open. I'm very curious to see what Michigan does. Because if Michigan was open a month ago, it's maybe the number one job that's out there. It's either that or LSU. Like, there's a legitimate argument on which job you think is the better job. I mean, a marquee job on either way. I mean, LSU was able to poach Ole Miss's coach and got Lane Kiffin. I think there's a couple of coaches that probably would have taken this job or at least entertained the possibility if it had been thrown out there, but you've already signed an extension with your school, so you just can't leave. It will be very, very intriguing to see what they end up doing at Michigan.
I'm fascinated by it, too, because Michigan, maybe more than most schools, has this weird fascination with you have to have a Michigan man, you have to have someone connected to Michigan, like all these things. Man, I would just hire the best available coach, but I don't know who that is. Like, I was on a group text with some friends earlier, and they said the old defensive coordinator of Michigan under Jim Harbaugh, who's now with the Chargers, Jesse Minter, who's done a good job with the Chargers, could be a name because he has a Michigan connection. I feel like that'd be a fine job, but like all the intriguing, sexy names seem to be gone. But every time I feel like the coaching carousel has stopped spinning, Matt Campbell ends up at, you know, Penn State. So I'm curious to see where this goes, but it does feel like coordinator or group of five type of energy based on everything we've seen so far.
I want to ask you this. This will be our final, I guess, question of the day. Someone just texted in. CDOT, I think NIL killed college sports. It's a terrible take, I know, but it certainly feels that way. What's different about college sports in 2025 because they get paid than was the case in 2015?
I know it's not NIL, but the portal's
the I'm with you. Now, if you're going to argue the portal and freedom of movement,
because I think
has hurt college sports, absolutely. I will 100% agree with you. The fact that now players are essentially on one-year contracts and can do whatever they want whenever has definitely hurt college athletics. College football is worse because Arch Manning gets paid to play at Texas. But the thing that I guess kind of trips me out about it is we used to just always laugh and joke about it that they got paid. We knew they got paid. Now that they get paid, I don't know how it's any different. Like, I was listening to Ed Orgeron. He did a podcast, and he said, I used to have to come through the back door with the money. Now I can just walk into the front door with the money. I feel like it's the same. Now we just know.
Now, maybe this is me riding the fence, and that's fine. Is it fair to say NIL and tampering is a problem in college sports? Now, if you want to call it the tampering part of the portal, hey, I'm cool with that. But right now, you got players on roster X that are talking to Booster Y about leaving because Booster Y is enticing them behind the scenes with more money. Like, we have countless stories of that in college sports. Like, how many times do you see a player into the portal that do not tag?
No, that's happening.
Like, I don't know if that's the portal or NIL, but the back channeling is still 100% happening. So there's still a dirty pool element
I'm
at
with
play.
I keep telling you, the problem is, I don't know why we just don't treat this like a professional league, like it is. It's a professional league. They're still trying to have the amateur rules that we've had for the longest time and not just treat it for what it is, professional athletics. Some of these players are millionaires because of this. They're millionaires because of it. So why don't we just, what are we doing then? Sign a contract. I have a contract with Odyssey. There are agreements for my employment that we have jointly agreed to. I don't know why we just don't have that in this. Like, what are we doing here? It's the only thing in which the people get paid and then they want to act like they're amateurs. No, you're a professional athlete. So yeah, I think they've always been getting paid. We know they have been getting paid. We know they've always been getting paid.
But never in college basketball. That was the pinnacle of purity and cleanliness.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we know for a fact that a KU assistant coach walked into the Orient and gave Billy Preston money. That is not something that is debatable. That is something that we know for a fact that happened. So they have been doing that for a very, very long time. All right. Hey, congratulations to the high school football teams that were on the show earlier today. Congratulations to them. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. but I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.